This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
I don't know where to begin to talk about the innovation they do with the AR platform or the rifle platform or the trigger or you know, I don't know how to do them justice. Go check them out at franklinarmory.com. And real quick, a shout out to Jim Fitzpatrick. You came up from the Backwoods Home magazine online with Masada Yub, and we spoke for a minute, and it was very nice to meet you, sir. Coming out of D.C., Democratic Reps Anthony Brown from Maryland and Brian Fitzpatrick from Pennsylvania on Wednesday introduced H.R. 717, the Raise the Age Act, which would change the age federal firearm licensees can sell or transfer centerfire rifles. This is where we, you know, there's states, other states have already done this where they've raised the age from 18 to 21. Now they want to make it federal. The only exception would be made for those who are active duty members of the military and those whose full-time jobs involve carrying a service weapon like members of law enforcement. Are they hiring 18-year-olds in law enforcement now? That's a question. Mr. Brown said, "We have not done enough to tackle the epidemic of gun violence Americans experience on our streets, in our movie theaters, and at our schools." So what he did was he went and looked at all the rampage killings and where they've happened, and he threw those out there. Like, we have these happening all the time in these places. He said, "There is bipartisan support in Congress for common sense laws that would deter would-be perpetrators of gun violence from doing harm to our communities." Listen, idiot. Well, no, let me finish this quote before I start. You know, hitting him. Currently, an 18-year-old who cannot legally purchase a handgun can legally purchase a military-style assault weapon. That's a dangerous, outdated loophole in America's gun laws. I am proud to work with Congressman Fitzpatrick to introduce this important first step to stem the violence we see across our country. To his credit, Mr. Fitzpatrick added, "Congress owes our nation's families and children bipartisan gun safety reform. By raising the age restrictions for military-style semi-automatic weapons, this bipartisan bill provides parity with handgun purchases. I'm proud to partner with Congressman Brown on this common-sense measure. While continuing to support Second Amendment rights, this Congress can take meaningful action to protect our children and keep our communities safe." Okay. I'm going to explain something to you, you political mental midgets. Okay. Unless you are doing something with armed personnel between our children, which you have armed personnel between our money and bad guys, you have armed personnel on airliners, you have armed personnel in banks, you have armed personnel all over the place guarding all kinds of things except for our children. Now, if it was up to me, we would be hiring a bunch of military vets. We would be kitting those guys up for combat. We'd let them be showing around the school. Believe me, that would do nothing to the children. They're not going to be, they see police officers all the time walking around with this kind of stuff on. So seeing a bunch of guys who were there to guard them, to keep them safe. And I'm not talking about one or two. I'm talking about six, seven. These guys would be deployed. They would have communications. They would have trauma care. They would have the whole kit and caboodle that they need. They would be kitted up in such a way to where if somebody comes in there, they would be a fool. They would be a suicidal fool to attempt to take on that school. And the fact that we don't do it tells me all I need to know about the gun grabbers. The gun grabbers like it because they get a reason to go after our guns when your children get murdered somewhere. Whether it's in the street, which is a common occurrence in Democrat-run cities, whether it's in a school, which is a very rare occasion, whether it's in a movie theater, which is a very rare occasion. Rampage killings are a very rare event. They are horrific. It's one of those things where you say, where were you when that happened? But they are very, very rare. They're rare given how many people we have in the United States. They're really rare given the fact that we don't have mental health treatment anymore, really. I mean, you can probably go to doctor's care and get mind-altering drugs. If you go in there and say, I'm feeling bad. My wife died and I'm just having trouble sleeping. I'm depressed. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, so-and-so. Please take these on me, buddy. Go get them filled. You'll have to pay for that. But, I mean, you know, get some sleep by all means. Weapons. All weapons, people. All weapons are deadly weapons. If they're not deadly, they're not weapons. There's a great variety of stuff day-to-day that you can actually weaponize. Anything heavy and blunt can be weaponized. Anything that can be go from dull to sharp can be weaponized. Glass can be shattered and be weaponized. Anything can be weaponized. Hot water can be weaponized. Something hot cooking on the stove can be weaponized. Grease on the stove can be weaponized. Everything, and the weapon, which most of these yahoos, that endorse these things, like the Giffords organization, the Every Town for Gun Safety, the American College of Physicians, they all endorse the bill. Robin Lloyd, the managing director at Giffords, said, every American knows too well the horror and heartbreak that can result if a young person can easily and legally access an assault rifle. Assault weapon only exists in the Democratic Party. There are no weapons that are designed purely for assault purposes. Weapons that I have are utilized for defensive purposes. They have no assault in nature. They are weapons. They have fire, you know, they have a barrel, and a round of some sort is going to come out, buckshot, you know, a 55 grain, 5.56. Something's going to be coming out of there. 124 grain. Subsonic 9mm. Something's going to be coming out of it. And when it's coming out of it, if it's coming out at you, guess what? That's deadly. They're all deadly. If they weren't deadly, why would we have them? Now, what these guys are lamenting right now is that when they set up the background checks and when they set up the age limits, they set this on purpose. AR-15s existed when they set it up to where you could buy a rifle if you were 18, but you had to be 21 to buy a handgun. Because back then they wanted to ban handguns, right? Now they just want to get us used to gun bans. These guys keep telling us the laws need to be updated. You set them. You set the laws. There's not that much difference today, except for the fact that you guys are completely out. I mean, you're out of the closet. You're out of the gun-grabbing closet. You're out of the totalitarian closet. We know what you really want to do. I mean, this is not something that I need help with, but this is a law that will do nothing, and it saves nobody. And they can get out there and talk about assault weapon and this, and, you know, assault rifle that, and it's nothing, period. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Hype Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
You know, I spoke with one of the engineers. I spoke with the owner of the company. The Franklin Armory brand of AR-15s is one of the most highly innovative you're going to find anywhere. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. When I left to go to Las Vegas last week on Monday, the government was still shut down. And then when I came back, it had been opened. And while I was there, I was paying homage to, you know, as I was going through their line and everything, I would give my appreciation to the TSA because they're working for free. Going and coming, they hadn't gotten a check yet. So that was on my mind. But the other thing was Friday, right after Trump ended the shutdown, the left declared victory, total victory. They danced up and down on his perceived grave. They had the fundraising requests that were e-blasted to supporters, promising that the day's events ensured an already assumed doom for the president that they hate. One problem, though. The opposite is now on its way. Don't tell them that. To see left-wing activists so eagerly cheer the defeat, even temporarily, of some of the most broad-based and in many instances Democrat-initiated objectives as it pertained to common-sense border security was disheartening, you know? And why congressional and Senate Democrats would refuse the opportunity to take partial credit for creating an orderly border process stymies me. I don't get it at all. Especially when you consider that 78 to 90% of Americans seek tougher border measures. Isn't that what we always hear 90% of America favors universal background checks, right? And it must be had. We must do this now. Well, what about this? This is being clamored for, too. And it's actually true. The 90% is not actually true for the universal background check. Now, most Americans also believe that a border barrier is a key component to the multilateral security strategy. So directing people to the end of the fence to the point of entry is rational. Not immoral, as Speaker Pelosi asserts. That means we are controlling who's coming through. We should control who comes through. She asserts that it is immoral, as much because of the sinister forces stirring the Democrat base at present. The hard left now has their hooks into the party's base that they literally force leadership to completely abandon policy that they supported under Obama a few years ago. Let's go back in time to 2013 when Senator Chuckie Schumer got the entire Democrat caucus to vote in lockstep approval for a $40 billion border security package that included upwards of $8 billion in building additional miles of barriers. What's changed? Well, Donald Trump became president. That's it. That's all. And I'm not trying to be some predictable defense of the partisan position reaction here. It has very little to do with Donald Trump running and being elected as a Republican. It's about something much more specific. Donald J. Trump, if you want to be hyper-specific about it. The progressive wing of the Democrat Party believed Barack Obama would remake the landscape of American politics. And he tried to do that, but still America remains a center-right nation. Obama tried to do his part. He picked out his successor, right? He weaponized the FBI, the DOJ, the IRS against his opponents. He controlled 90% of the media. He had double the ad budget. He colluded with foreign powers against the challenger. And yet they lost to a billionaire they claimed was beneath them. But that was only the beginning. The loss was bad, but this was only the beginning. Once he was sworn in, he deregulated largely progressive and politically motivated regulations on small business. He rewrote the tax code. We saw manufacturing and production come pouring back into the country after we were told they would never come back. We have the lowest unemployment and the highest labor participation in history. And these reforms armed and continue to empower more individuals to have more personal economic options than they had known in the stagnant recovery, if you want to call it that, that the previous administration looked after. When a party has a tight leash on the purse strings, they are able to bully the masses into subjection on issues of conscience. Trump broke that chokehold, and he also simultaneously completely shifted the direction of the federal judiciary for a generation or more. He and McConnell have become quite the tag team on this. Trump has nominated and has seen confirmed nearly as many judges in federal, appellate, and Supreme Courts in 2 years as the previous administration did in eight. And the left understands this, and they were unprepared, and they're now fighting hard and dirty. Their precious vision of peacenik socialism, coupled with an ample serving of sexual anarchy, religious bigotry, and self-superiority, is slipping right through their fingers. And they literally fight for everything that center-right America is not. In New York, their state senate this week had a standing ovation for late-term and partial birth abortion, now codified into law, much like the Nazis of the 1930s, thirsting for the blood of the impure. They fight for everything we don't want. Sexual ID issues, 70% tax rate, leniency on Americans who attempt to join ISIS. They blame Trump for their unsuccessful fights, and for this reason they want him gone. They thought Obama was the key. They thought Mueller was the key. They think that Pelosi and the shutdown is the key. And the problem is that Donald Trump is still president. He knows all of this. He saw it long before it got to this point. And he's made the chess move of being presidential and reopening the government while allowing them yet one more chance to do the right thing. Partly to be able to say honestly to the American people, I gave them every chance to solve the border problem. And then partly to tell voters in 2020, do you want their vision of America or do you want America? Because they live in a very obsessed existence, pacing the floors at night, dealing with how he's taking away the vision of what they want America to become. And I'll guarantee you that last night he slept like a baby. While they're sitting there dancing on his quote-unquote grave, he's five moves ahead. Five moves ahead. If he were playing dimensional, three-dimensional chess, he'd beat Mr. Spock. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders held her first press briefing in 2019. Among the things discussed, negotiations over border security.
The president's opened the government on the basis that Democrats have signaled to us that they're willing to actually get serious about a real deal and get serious about fixing the problem at the border.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin also announced the White House is putting pressure on Venezuela.
We will continue to use all of our diplomatic and economic tools to support interim President Guaido, the National Assembly, and the Venezuelan people's efforts to restore their democracy.
That pressure includes tough sanctions on Venezuela's state-owned oil company. In Houston, Texas, one suspect is dead and five police officers were shot after police tried serving a warrant. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
That was one thing I noticed when I was talking with Jay Jacobson. You'll notice that this guy, he is really on top of his game, and he is one of the craftier people I've ever seen, because he is not going to break the law. But at the same time, he's not going to give in on, the Second Amendment at all. I met him because I started speaking with him because he lost his banking due to him making guns. And for that reason and that reason alone, we hooked up, and there you have it. Check him out, franklinarmory.com. I'm trying to figure out what I am on this one, okay? I look at entertainers as entertainers, okay? I do not look at them as anything other than that. Some entertainers are multifaceted. Maybe they are a singer and they're also an actor. Maybe they're a singer and also a dancer. Maybe they're all three. Maybe they're funny as well. Maybe they can do stand-up. They can sing, act, and dance. And then after that, I don't know what they do. Because entertainment gets sort of thin at that point. Entertainers here in the United States today, and I mean, there's a great many of them that aren't even from the United States. They are entitled to their opinion. You know, the Bill of Rights it's pre-political, so that means it is a God-given right to have an opinion. Now, unfortunately, for everyone involved, the entertainers feel that they need to share their opinions, and because of who they are, they get a bigger podium to speak from. Witness, for example, Alyssa Milano. Who would be listening to her? She's decided the MAGA hat is the new white hood. And if it weren't for the fact that she had gone political, we wouldn't be talking about Alyssa Milano at all, because she has ceased being entertaining. There are some people, though, that simply have people who want to know about what they're doing, and many of them will put up with listening to what they think just to know the latest about their favorite stars. Witness the Kardashians and their social media presence. It's too bad for everybody that most of these people that get out there and wax political are idiots. Like legendary singer and actress Barbara Streisand. She is funny. She sings. When she's singing, I mean, it is such a beautiful sound. But she posted a tweet the other day. She said, to be clear, no one is trying to amend, let alone revoke the Second Amendment. How many innocent people, especially children, have to die before it's okay to have sensible legislation? Now, as A.W.R. Hawkins notes, she forgot to say just what form sensible gun control would take. Streisand lives in California with James Brolin. Where she lives, they have every gun control law Democrats are pushing on the federal level, and then some. They have red flag laws. They have universal background checks. They have gun registration requirements. They have a 10-day waiting period for gun purchases, an assault weapons ban, a one gun per month limit on a handgun purchase, a minimum firearm purchase age of 21, a ban on campus carry, a good cause restriction for concealed carry permit issuance, and ammunition purchase controls. The ammunition controls limit law-abiding Californians to buying ammunition from state-approved vendors, all of whom are in-state sellers. It also adds a fee to any ammunition bought online, also requiring that ammunition be shipped to a state-approved vendor for pickup. And he's absolutely right. Despite Streisand's claims that no one is trying to amend, let alone revoke the Second Amendment, there are some who want to do just that. Like Souther, the former Supreme Court justice, he wants to. And there was a survey that found 1 in 3 Democrats supported such a move. And while that may not be a majority of the Democratic Party, it's a significant portion of them. So to say no one is a horrible misstep at best. But I'm not interested in being charitable about this. While Streisand wants to go on about how many people have to die before we pass gun control, I'd like to point out that how many more times per year a life is saved because of a firearm. Even the CDC says 2.5 million. That's a massive number. That's not quite half the people in my state that save themselves. And we don't know what they're saving themselves from because they stop it. That number is far more than the number murdered by gun-wielding criminals who have already bypassed at least some of the gun laws in the first place. They're not going to this gun shop and, you know, filling out a 4473. So what more could gun control do? The answer is that it can continue doing what it's done so far. Which is nothing. It has done nothing except make life difficult for good guys. So my question to Streisand is this. How many people will need to die because they couldn't defend their lives before you and yours give up on the idea that you can make the world safer by disarming people who don't break laws? People who defend other people. People who defend themselves. And, you know, let's find Barbara's address and go knocking on her door just to say, I loved you in, A Star Is Born. You're much better than Lady Gaga. I mean, it's quite obvious. I mean, they're not singing the same songs that you sang with Kris Kristofferson. But at least Kris Kristofferson could sing. Does Bradley Cooper sing? He's the Kris Kristofferson in the new one. I'm going to, I get told from time to time, Bill, you know, there's one thing you should never talk about, and that's abortion. So I won't call it abortion. Let's just call it murder. Okay? Sanctioned murder. And in New York, the governor of New York has now sanctioned this murder term. It used to be you could murder a 20-week-old fetus. Now you can murder a mature fetus right up to the moment they're born. You can murder that fetus, that baby, whatever you want to call it, that being. You can murder them in New York. Isn't that progressive? Tell me the progress that you can possibly have murdering babies. He calls it the Reproductive Health Act, where they can perform murder, literally until right before birth, and by non-doctors. And not only in order to save the mother's life, but to protect their health, which is defined quite broadly. I don't even know what that would mean. So, decriminalizing illegal murder, or abortion if you want, is not a mere abstract formality. There's a woman who lost her baby in a 2018 domestic violence attack where her ex-boyfriend attacked her to the degree to where she aborted. And this act would exonerate that guy from those charges. And we're creating a world in New York City, at least, or in New York State, where killing an unborn child is now not a crime. Before we finish up, I'll tell you what they do protect in New York, though. I'll tell you what they protect in New York when we get right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I beg my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. All right. While the governor of New York has decided to sanction the murder of unborn children, right up to the moment that they meet the sun, let's look at some of the things he's done to other beings in New York State. In the early part of 2018, he announced that nearly $5 million in funding to the New York State Companion Animal Capital Fund would invest in critical improvement projects at New York shelters. His abortion activist, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, had this to say about the effort to make rescue animals more comfortable. The test of whether a society is civilized and just how it cares for its most vulnerable. In a study entitled Who Seeks Abortion At or After 20 Weeks, published by the Guttmacher Foundation's journal, Perspectives on Sexual and Reproductive Health, authors Foster and Kimport cite data that indicates that fetal anomaly and life endangerment are not reasons women have late-term abortions. But even still, 1 year after preaching about civilized society caring for its most vulnerable, Kathy Hochul smiled as Cuomo signed his latest murder bill that allows babies to be murdered at 9 months by non-physicians for any reason and denies victims who survive the initial procedure, the initial assault, if you will, on their life. He denies them the right to warmth, hydration, and oxygen. at the happy event, this governor, who grants sanctuary to MS-13, he bans the use of elephants for entertainment, seemed proud to amend New York State's public health law and deny those unlucky enough to be conceived in the state of New York both, you know, they get no sanctuary, they get no medical assistance. In keeping with Barack Obama, who once said caring for a child born alive in a botched murder attempt undermines the original intent to produce a dead baby, he repealed Section 4164 of their public health law, which mandated that medical care for any child born alive during the attempted murder would be cared for. That's gone. He did this at the site of a mass murder, you know, the 9/11 memorial. And he turned that into a memorial for mass murder, into a monument honoring mass murder in 2019. And the only thing missing from the festivities was a tablescape designed by his live-in girlfriend, Sandra Lee, to mark the event. This is a guy who's willing to subject human children, human babies, to outrageous pain, and then have a light show, and then announce legislation to ensure pets be treated in a safe, responsible, and humane manner, because four-legged friends are family members in need of protection. New York's agriculture and markets law, which are statutes 359 and 362, which he enforces, states that it is illegal to torture, overwork, beat, or fail to provide necessary food or drink to an animal. An animal. Now, I have dogs. I get that. It's also illegal in New York to carry an animal in a vehicle or vessel in a cruel way, or purposely leave objects that could injure animals, like glass, nails, pieces of metal, in the street. To protect animals other than humans from cruelty, the Agriculture and Markets Law 353 requires New York make it a felony to kill or seriously injure a pet on purpose and in a particularly sadistic manner or with the intention of causing extreme pain. In New York State, animals are shielded from torture and extreme pain, while instating the Reproductive Health Act grants New York women the right to kill and seriously injure an unborn child in a particularly sadistic manner. Now, 18th century English philosopher Jeremy Bentham argued on behalf of legal protection for animals this way. The question is not can they reason or can they talk, but can they suffer? In New York, every year, thousands of non-sentient, non-verbal babies suffer through treatment while legislators protect animals from experiencing that treatment. Such as scorching mutilation in one scenario, you know, I'm not going to tell you. They protect baby chicks and rabbits from harm in New York State. And if a child survives the first and second trimester, when they get to the third, it get the cruelty and the sadistic quotient of this gets worse. If you do the same thing to a dog, Andrew Cuomo, the defender of animals, will have the perpetrator hunted down, prosecuted, and convicted in a court of law. Now, Darwin, who once said, "The love for all living creatures is the most noble attribute of man." But there's actually an article out there from a feminist and a University of Kentucky philosopher, Joan C. Callahan. She has an article entitled "Ensuring a Stillborn: The Ethics of Fetal Lethal Injection in Late Abortion." Why is this important? Because the governor of New York has a full-out assault on everything about the people of New York, about their freedoms, and he's encouraging, you know, the whole thing. This is eugenics. This is eugenics. Elizabeth Sanger, I think was her name. This was the whole philosophical thing that the Nazis embraced, happening in New York State right now. As Cuomo begins his third term as governor with words, "We will make history and New York will move forward not by building a wall, but by building new bridges." So, on election day, New Yorkers, they did not know that besides safeguarding the lives of potential patrons of pet cemeteries, the new bridges that Cuomo planned to build would cross rivers of our most innocent. We are sliding. And if you live in the state of New York and you voted for this guy and you didn't know he was going to do this, I'm willing to extend that to you. But you have sanctioned a guy who thinks it's okay to kill a full-term baby. I'm not going to play semantics. It's murder. It's murder. And you don't, and in most cases, you're not allowed to have a gun. Isn't that interesting where he thinks he can get away with that? Because he doesn't think you have the means to fight him back. Either politically or if it comes down to it in any sort of revolutionary manner. And in the meantime, this is not going to be the creme de la creme who are having their children killed. This will be the people that are, you know, in poverty, they're not living in the best of circumstances, and this guy's taking advantage of it. He is committing eugenics. And in New York State, a lot of people are watching that right now. I'm telling you, I don't see a way back to us not having to worry about fighting one day. But I'll be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.